Of heart back to this old slide, which is published in Monica Morrow's book. And this essentially tells you if you're worried about missing anything systemically that might cause gynecomastia, you check four blood tests. You check the beta-HCG, you check the LH, you check the testosterone, and you check the estrogen. And by doing that, if they're all normal, you're not going to miss anything malignant or rare or underlying. If your beta-HCG is normal, you do not have a beta-HCG secreting testicular tumour, therefore you do not need to ultrasound or examine those people's testicles. It's irrelevant. The reason you get gynecomastia with testicular tumours is the beta-HCG stimulates your Leydig cells to produce oestrogen. So if your oestrogen is normal and your beta-HCG is normal, you don't need to touch the testicles, which my first patient will probably be quite grateful for now. I wish I'd known that back then, actually, to be fair. Again, if you look through the kind of flow chart there, you can see how you can work yourself down to very intricate diagnoses. But if those four tests are normal, which they always usually are, then you can see this idiopathic gynecomastia. You can say to the patient, we've excluded all underlying causes. If you do go on for further treatment and surgery, you've kind of done them a bit of good by doing that, because it would be a shame to undergo quite major surgery only to find that they recur because the underlying condition is still there. And I tend to, if any of these investigations are abnormal, they get to the endocrinology clinic fairly quickly, because I do understand sometimes when the LH is up and down and all, it can be quite difficult.